This week on Don't Miss the Bus, we find out why New Zealand has a national wizard, where the clearest lakes in the world are, and some tips on how to plan your next big epic adventure through New Zealand's wilderness.
I'm Rory Kerr.
And I'm Mark Fay.
This is the podcast where two tour guides reflect on 15 years of travel to seven continents and over 120 countries. Each episode we'll be focusing on a country from both a tour guide and a backpacker's perspective. We are no experts, but our hilarious and often bizarre stories will keep you informed on the do's, the don'ts, and the hidden melons that will surely get you excited for your next big adventure.
Okay, this week on Don't Miss the Bus, we're going to Aotearoa, the land of the long white cloud, better known as New Zealand.
Very good, very good. You sound like a game show host, and I like that. I want to win the money.
Tonight.
Hey, Rory, I'm excited to talk about New Zealand. Very excited. A country closer to your heart probably than mine, but I want to tell you a few things about New Zealand. First of all, did you know that it's named after the Dutch province of Zeeland? Like most of Holland, the Netherlands conquered many parts of the world. There's a population of 5 million, and the capital city is, of course,
Wellington.
Very good. A lot of people think Auckland. And Rory, something you probably already know, maybe not, about New Zealand, there's three languages. English, Maori. Do you know what the third is? It's an official language, sign language.
Official language. I did not know that. There you go. Now, here's my interesting fact. New Zealand's a country of firsts. Mm-hmm. Did you know that it was the first country in the world to allow women to vote in
1893?
Oh, wow. You did listen to me a minute ago I said that. Oh, it's a first. It's a first, Mark Listig. Are you from New Zealand? Now, it did it again. It shocked the world. Corey, in the 1990s.
You are so close to my face right now.
I just want you to feel this experience.
I'm feeling the excitement, but I'm also feeling you want to kiss me. Can you back off? You're making me uncomfortable.
Go on. That's our first kiss on our New Zealand episode. What are the chances?
They call it the most romantic country in the world.
It is.
Well, you hear what they say.
In 1990, they were the first country in the world to appoint national wizard, because that's what you need. Every country needs a national wizard, right?
What year?
1990.
This is before The Hobbit.
I think so. And that's maybe why they got it, because they had an official wizard to do the negotiations.
you reckon the director came to the wizard and they worked out a deal
about definitely.
Filming on the... I agree.
That's the logic.
It makes sense.
This
makes sense. Holy moly.
What skills do you think you need to become the national wizard?
I reckon you need some good wizardry, majestic thoughts.
Majestic thoughts. Okay, there we go.
And it's all about just creating that environment of just majestical things happening around you.
Mark, what is majestical experience in New Zealand?
Look, as one of the most romantic, majestical countries I've been to, that has sign language as one of their national languages, which is how I was communicating. What I would say, my experiences, I've got two experiences that come to mind. So I'd like to tell you both, if that's okay with you and our beautiful, loyal listeners. Again, not a great amount of experience. I had had about 3 weeks when I was younger, maybe when I was about 10, 11. And then I had one day when I was older, when I was 23 or 24. My first experience when I was younger, remember, it haunts me still to this day. So when you're a young child, occasionally you get excited when you go to sleep. Maybe in the middle of the night, maybe in the morning, you may accidentally drink too much water and the bed becomes your water, your exterior water. And my mother happened to be sleeping in the bed next to me. And,
so your water becomes her water.
Look, it's a holy country as well. I thought as a young adolescent or a young child, whatever you'd like to call it, that I would have a supportive mother and a mother that would, you know, ask if I'm okay, see if the if I got a temperature. Rory, have you ever seen an Irish lady angry? Have you ever seen it?
Yes, I've got an Irish brother.
You do, you
I've
do.
I've got an Irish brother.
And
I need to stop you there. What has this got to do with New Zealand?
And I have flashbacks.
Besides peeing on your mother, what else do you know about New Zealand? What have you experienced there?
I only had one day to experience New Zealand, and I did a one-day tour when I was older around Auckland, where we went all around the city centre in a bus. And I did the bungee because you know AJ Hackett.
Yeah, he's, down in Queenstown.
Yeah, they've got a bungee. It's not his. It's inspired by him.
So it's a knockoff.
Yeah, where it's the Sky Tower is, you jump off that.
I know the
and
one.
Do you know what I did? I was flying. I said I was one day. It was a transfer to transit to go then to Vancouver in Canada. And I panicked because I was like, I'm not going to sleep on this plane. It's a 15, 16-hour flight. I went to the pharmacy in the middle of Auckland and I bought some sleeping pills to help me with the flight. You're meant to take one or maybe half a pill. I didn't read the instructions. Or, you know, I like to read. And I took four pills. I ended up sleeping for about a week after that.
So we are 5 minutes and 6 minutes into the episode, and Mark has told us absolutely nothing about New Zealand. So my experience with New Zealand, first time, I did a road trip with my parents through the South Island. We spent Christmas and New Year's in Queenstown, went to Wanaka. There's a little country and western town there called Arrowtown. If you like your meat pies, like me, you like your meat pies. The best
not like the meat pies.
Meat pies in the world at the Arrowtown Bakery, bar none. I've traveled the world. That place is the best. Also, another place in Queenstown you have to try is Ferg Burger. It has become such an institution. Now they have a bakery, they have lots of things. But Ferg Burger, when I was there, was open 23 and a half hours a day. Come out of the bars and you'd go there and the burgers are ginormous. Lamb burger, highly recommend it. Some of the best lamb in the world. Since that trip, I now work for a company called Knowles. And they have a branch in New Zealand, in Nelson, which is in the northern section of the South Island. And we have done some incredible trips. We've done sea kayaking trips for a month around the Marlborough Sound. I have done hiking trips along the Te Aroa, which is the path that goes from the northern section of the North Island down to the southern section of the South Island. We didn't do all of it. We did a month from Lewis Pass to Arthur's Pass. Spectacular. I also did an instructor's training course in the Paparoas. Have you ever heard of the Paparoas?
I have heard of the Paparoas, yes.
Where are the Paparoas?
They are in New Zealand.
Good start.
Yes. And
Which island?
They are on the North Island, Rory.
No, they're on the South
Island. It was a joke. It was my test to you. Of course it's down the South.
So, Mark, if I said it rained nonstop for 18 days in the Paparoas, which side of the country would they, the west or the east side?
Rory, please. It's the east, the Pacific Ocean. It's where the monsoons come from.
Mark is incorrect, and that is not the start of our quiz. All the weather in New Zealand comes from the west, okay? So all the moisture sucked up off the ocean.
Yeah.
It rains on the west. It hits the mountain range, and then the east of the country is a lot drier.
Yeah, no, it creates the it creates that swirling sound.
Oh, it's about the swirling sound. Is that the scientific name?
It was. It's yep, through the seismograph. hey, Rory, just quickly, I want to ask you just before we get off this. Did you go to the Waitomo Caves?
No, I didn't.
You didn't go to these?
No.
Oh, they were something pretty special that I saw. Well, did you go to Rotorua as well?
Rotorua?
Rotorua.
I haven't been to Rotorua. No. What do you know about Rotorua, Mark?
Well, it's the geothermal springs and the sulfur pools.
Yeah.
Spectacular stuff.
Smells like rotten eggs.
Yeah.
It's known for that. It's that time.
I have the power!
Now, this is a new segment. I have the power. One thing that we could change that would help this country. Say we were a noble leader. Or someone important. Mark, what would you change?
I would make the country a whole lot less windy and a whole lot less cold because I found it's very, very miserable during the winter.
So if I had the power to change one thing about New Zealand, it's very expensive to live there compared to the wages. So you have to either go there with money or win lotto. So make the cost of living cheaper in comparison to the wages would be my one thing. It's that time. Bust my head in.
Bust my head in. Bust my head in. Oi, bruv. I'm going to bust your head in.
Mark, what busses your head in?
I actually am a big fan of New Zealand, Rory, and I wasn't there long enough and haven't had a huge amount of experience to really have anything that absolutely busses my head in, but I'm sure you have something cooking.
Yeah, I do. I do. As a tourist, there is people with lots of money and there's people with little money. And New Zealand, for many people that didn't have a lot of money, they would buy a car and just travel around, sleep in the back of the car, and New Zealand is cracking down on this. Nowadays, New Zealand, you either have to have a camper van that's equipped with toilet, running water, all of these things, and that's because so many people were going to these natural, beautiful places and destroying them, not cleaning up after themselves, so you have to have a self-contained camper to travel around New Zealand. It's a big thing in New Zealand, conservation versus preservation, the 1080 debate, which is pellets that they drop from planes to kill off pests. You've got hunting debates, you've got farming debates, you've got fishing debates. People are connected with nature. But this one thing that you could do it on a budget has been taken away from people because they didn't do the right thing.
Oh, deep, Rory. Deep.
Deep things on this show.
There's a lot of wildlife, hey, in New Zealand?
Well, there's a lot of native birds, and they get killed by stoats and invasive species, mice and rats. There's no mammals. I don't think there's any mammals in New Zealand.
And there's also no snakes in New Zealand as
there
well.
There is not. But the native birds, the kea, you'll see them. They're a parrot thing, and they actually attack your car and try and pull the metal
kea
out
bird.
Of it. Yeah.
Is it related to the Toyota bird?
There's wekas. If you go camping in New Zealand, wekas actually steal your stuff. They're really cheeky birds.
Yep.
You've obviously got the kiwi. You've got the kakapo.
Did you know that the kiwi fruit is not native from New Zealand? It's actually from China.
China.
Very good.
Eyes forward, pens down. Ride the bus quiz.
It's the quiz. Well, we answer hop on or hop off. And this week, Mark will be quizzing Rory to see how many melons he gets.
Absolutely, Rory. I'm glad that I'm running the quiz because you are a big fan of New Zealand.
I am.
You've been to New Zealand many times. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, New Zealand was the country you were isolated in when the pandemic hit and you didn't even know it was happening.
Well, I was out on a sea kayaking trip.
Was that in New Zealand?
5 days into it. It was meant to be a 30-day sea kayaking trip, but we were evacuated from
the field. And nobody could contact you as well.
No satellite phone. Had to ring them.
Rory, I do have a couple of questions. 5, as we know. So far, I am leading the melon quiz, which I want to keep the lead. So
you need to let the listeners know that, yeah?
They need to know. And the listeners are rooting for me, but they also root for the underdog. And, you know, good luck for one melon. Wellington is the southernmost national capital in the entire world.
False. Hop off.
Okay, none of this true false. Come on, follow the theme. We're a
hop
bus.
Hop off. Yep.
Incorrect. It is the most southernmost capital in the world. What were you thinking was number one?
Argentina, Buenos Aires.
I was thinking if I was in your position, I probably would have said the same. Question number two. Hop on or hop off? New Zealand and Denmark are the only countries in the world to have two national anthems.
Hop on.
Very good. In New Zealand, the national anthem, God Defend New Zealand, is replaced by God Save the Queen. Both anthems have equal status in New Zealand. The Māori version is usually sung before the English version of the anthem.
Māori.
Marry me, baby. Marry me, honey. Very good. All right, Rory, you so far, I hope you're writing your score down.
I can remember it. One. One melon out of two.
Okay, Rory, when you think of New Zealand, obviously we always think the running joke about the sheeps in New Zealand. So many sheeps in New Zealand. There are an average of 2 sheep per person in New Zealand.
Hop on.
It's 9.
It's 9.
9 times the amount.
Do you know that
and there is... And this makes it the highest ratio in the world.
No, that's false. Because Australia has more sheep than New Zealand. Maybe it's the highest ratio. Yeah, okay. It's the highest ratio.
To my listeners, and I say my listeners because realistically this show, you want to hear what I say.
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way.
Yeah, so Rory, just please use your ears a little bit better.
Okay.
There's 43 million sheep in New Zealand.
Okay.
43 million.
That's nice to know.
So what are we so far? Ooh. 1 from 3.
1 from 3.
That's all right. Okay. Rory.
Everybody loves a good comeback.
The clearest lake in the world is Nelson's Blue Lake. I want you to tell me what its visibility is up to. In fact, I'm going to give you the answer. I want you to tell me if you hop on, hop on. Yeah. It's visibility.
Yeah, I know the visibility range. But yeah, go on.
180 meters.
Hop off. It's around 80-odd meters.
Very good. It is 80. What are we at now? How many melons?
That's 2 out of 4.
Pretty important, this one. I hope you're ready for this. There is a steep residential street in New Zealand called Baldwin Street. So you may know New Zealand, lots of steep streets like San Francisco. I want you to tell me its gradient, and I'm going to tell you it, whether you think it is or not. Or hop off. It's the steepest residential street in the world, 38 degrees. Are you hopping on or are you hopping off?
No.
38's pretty steep.
Hop on.
Oh, no. Oh, it is 38 degrees.
Yes, and it is down in the south of New Zealand. Anyways, 3 out of 5. I'm happy with that.
3 out of 5 is pretty good.
Yeah.
Quick one for you, Roy. When you were in New Zealand, did you try any of the Hokey Pokey ice cream?
I didn't.
Okay. Very famous, the ice cream there. And also, you're into your wine.
I did.
Is it good?
I did. It is good. It's one of my little top 3 takeaways from New Zealand. So you'll have to
stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
376
is right.
Wineries. Holy moly.
It's time for Local Legend Fast 5.
Local Legend Fast 5.
This week on Local Legend Fast 5, I have my good friend Kim. Kim and I worked in Africa for 1.5 years. And I caught up with her to have a chat about New Zealand, her homeland. So, Kim, born and raised in New Zealand, whereabouts?
South of Auckland. Then I've been quite a gypsy, actually. I've lived everywhere around New Zealand. Gypsy?
Yeah.
Good description.
Yeah. Where's your favourite place you've lived in New Zealand?
Ooh, that's a tricky one, eh? I did a bit of secondary school in Kerikeri in the Bay of Islands.
Nice.
Loved it there. Beautiful. Yeah. Lovely beaches and nice climate and lovely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I spent a good 10 years on the west coast of the South Island in Greymouth and Hokitika, and that's incredible. Beautiful. Fell in love with down there. It's very cool.
As long as you can bear the rain and the bugs. Are the only two negatives, right?
Yeah. The rain is what makes it, because it's quite rainforesty, and, you know, when it's raining hard out, there's lots of beautiful waterfalls. You know, that's magnificent.
Yeah.
However, day after day, it's like, oh. So, yeah, I did need to get out and then, you know, just for a weekend or something, and then go back and, you know, feel fabulous.
But for our listeners, if they were doing a trip around New Zealand, don't be afraid of the west coast of the South Island.
No, oh my gosh, it's just absolutely stunning.
Okay.
Yeah. Beautiful. It's a beautiful drive. It's long if you're driving yourself. But it's totally worth it. Absolutely. There's so much stuff down there. It's incredible.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, so what type of food would you get in New Zealand? What's a must eat when you're in New Zealand?
Oh. a pie.
A pie?
Like a good old-fashioned pie. So it's quite a competition, actually, who what, like which bakery can sell the best pie. It's all about the filling or the pie or whatever. And you can get a whole range of fillings. So it doesn't have to be steak. It can be chicken curry, or it can be a variety of vegetarian lamb. Ones. Yeah, lamb. Yeah. Oh, what else is very... Oh, a hangi is very Kiwi.
Yeah.
And that is a like an English roast, but it's cooked underground in a earth oven. Yeah, that's very Kiwi.
That description of a hangi, an English roast cooked underground. That's great.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, that's perfect. That's perfect. Yeah.
But you don't, when you're a tourist, you can't kind of just rock up to a four square or, you know, 24-hour shop and buy a hangi. It's quite particular. So if I guess a pie is more kind of accessible.
For the tourist, yeah, that's true. What's a strange or unique part of New Zealand culture?
It's, I guess, a hongi, which is you kiss by pressing noses with each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's very, like, it's a Māori tradition. It's Māori culture, which is also becoming very New Zealand. Like, a lot of New Zealand's quite a melting pot of cultures nowadays. But that's becoming very Kiwiana.
Yeah. Mainstream. Yeah. Like it's
Or you wouldn't go pressing noses mainstream, but okay. It's definitely a unique part of New Zealand culture. For the kind of average Joe blogs, a unique part of Kiwi culture would be, I guess, barbecue.
Yeah.
Hanging out on the beach.
Yeah.
Very outdoorsy, like forest, beach, just getting out and doing stuff.
Well, why not when you've got a beautiful country? What about hidden gems or melons in New Zealand?
There's so much to do. Walking, absolutely. So I would recommend doing a great walk.
Yep.
Any choice of great walk is fabulous. Yeah, they do take a few days, so you do need to be a little bit more active in the way that you are. You can't just kind of rock up and expect to get helicopter. To each hut, you do need to walk.
Yeah. Oh, my parents nearly killed themselves. Dad had to carry Mum to one of the huts.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. The Abel Tasman National Park, that's a bit of a gem. Love that place. Yeah, I work for a company that do have guiding through there. So I'll clean your toilet when you come and stay at the lodge with your guide. That's my job.
And you'll clean it well. You'll clean it well.
Lunch. Yeah.
Why do you love living in New Zealand? What's the best thing about it?
Just anything is so accessible. Yeah, like wherever you are around, anywhere in New Zealand, you can get to the water.
Yeah.
It could take you, say, 3 hours maximum, you know, but if you're in the middle of New Zealand, always got access to water.
Yeah.
Whether the beach, the lake, a river. And you can always go up a hill, down into a cave, or there's anything you want to do, you can do it with quite easy reach. You know, nothing's too hard to get to.
And it's free too. All of that's free, which is always good.
Yeah, there's a lot of free stuff. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So what bothers you about New Zealand?
What bothers me about it?
Yeah, that you could change, something you could change.
I think Kiwis are a bit too blasé, you know. Like, I think we need to protect our environment to be able to keep it sustainable.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing that we need to get a grip on and start doing it, not just talking about it, but just do it.
Do it.
Our oceans, our waterways, our forests, everything. We just need to... make our footprint so much lighter.
A lot of other countries around the world look to you, so it's important to be leading that charge as a nation.
Absolutely, yeah. Like, we've been marketed in the past as being green, but we're not actual, you know. We need to get back to actual being, how we market ourselves.
Yeah.
Otherwise we're going to lose it all.
Oh, yeah. Two more questions. What's the best way to get around New Zealand?
Either hire a car or a camper van thing.
Yeah.
Or tour companies.
Yeah.
And you can go, as high end or as low end as you want with tour companies. Or woofing, something similar or equivalent.
Yeah.
You can do that as well. Public transport. You can go anywhere with public transport.
Hitchhiking.
Yes, but I wouldn't totally recommend it.
Why would you be cautious about hitchhiking?
Well, you just don't know. There's dodgy people all around the world, and they're in New Zealand also.
Yeah. So be a little bit cautious. Be a little bit cautious. Yeah.
You know, just that general safety stuff. Yeah. But people do it, absolutely. But just be mindful. Yeah.
Yeah. And last question, what advice would you give to someone traveling to New Zealand?
Save money. It's pretty spendy here, eh?
Yeah.
Food spendy, the cost of it is spendy. So yeah, save your coin and then you won't need to be restricted when you get here, because say if you want to come and you want to go to Queenstown, you want to go to Rotorua, you want to go to the Coromandel, you want to do this and that, you want to bungee, you want to blah blah blah, it's real spendy.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be saying, oh no, I can't do that because I can't afford. So yeah, just save so you can do and not restrict when you're here.
Some great advice. Thank you very much, Kim, for telling us about New Zealand.
Oh, you're very welcome. Oh, and one more thing. Make sure you drink wine and beer. It's awesome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's that time, DMTB top 3 tips for New Zealand.
Did somebody say DMTB top 3?
Yeah.
Okay, Mark, you spent a whole day there. What would you recommend for the listeners?
Not to drink so much water the night before you go to sleep as a 12-year-old. No, Rory.
It's an important lesson to know.
And you know what? When you go to the pharmacy, make sure you get the lower grade sleeping pills for your international flight. Rory, no, sadly, I have to say, I don't actually have any value tips, because I value our listeners like you do, and we want to give them the best quality information. So, Rory, I think you being a New Zealand worker and spending a lot of time there, I'm really excited to hear your top three DMTB tips.
Well, I've got four. Can we go with four? Okay.
Oh.
So, Mark, 17% of New Zealand's population is Maori. They identify as Maori. And Maori culture is strong. A lot of the signposts are in both English and Maori. And the country has really embraced their native population and their history. So go and experience the culture. Go to a hangi. Go find out about the stars, the fauna and flora. Do a tour. Go to a marae, which is the sacred building. Learn as much as you can there, because they're the most progressive country in the world when it comes to a native population.
Embracing the culture.
Embracing it. I'll tell you what,
we get that quite regularly on the television before each rugby match.
And
I think that's pretty special.
It is. My second tip is Waiheke Island. Now, Waiheke Island is off the coast of Auckland. You head out there if you love your wineries. It's a picturesque island, and you can ride around. There's tours out there, and you can go from winery to winery. Get an electric bike. My brother-in-law, Anthony, said, when you get out there, get an electric bike. Nah, I'll be fine. I can cycle up the hills. I'm pretty fit. No way. The hills are steep, and you'll need the electric bike to get from winery to winery.
And you get those electric bikes.
You can hire them there. It's very easy. Walk down to the wharf when you're in Auckland, get the boat out, get your bike, and away you go.
It's just a day trip, isn't it?
Day trip. You can spend nights out there, but most people just go for the day.
Yeah.
My third tip is doing an epic adventure. People go to New Zealand
to see Lord of the Rings.
They do. They do go to see Lord of the Rings.
And you're going deep in this,
aren't you? Fun fact, if you are a Lord of the Rings fan, there is a book you can get that has all the sites of where Lord of the Rings films and The Hobbit were filmed.
Really?
So your epic adventure could be just going from site to site and following that book.
And if people aren't interested in that, they can get the Xena Warrior Princess book.
Exactly.
It's just a land of opportunities.
But go hiking. Do a 4 or 5 day, go sea kayaking. All the tourist information centers, Nelson has a great one, they will plan it for you. You go in there and say, I want to do a 4 day hike, and they'll say this, this, and this. And the hut system, you can rent these huts up on in the middle of nowhere, and you'll have bunks, and you bring all your own food up, and away you go. You'll have it.
Have you explored volcanoes?
Not extensively.
Is that
no.
something you'd you people
there is volcanoes. Now if you do these hikes or see
it won't blow your mind away.
Oh my god, you wanted to say that. That's the only reason you brought that up. If you do
I'm
these,
erupting with excitement. Sorry, continue.
If you do these adventures, bring a bird book too. The amount of native birds is incredible. You're hiking through the forest and they're everywhere. And the other thing is, don't be afraid of hitchhiking. It's the least corrupt country, dangerous country in the world. So people will pick you up on the side of the road and away you go.
If you didn't know me and you were hitchhiking and you saw me pull up beside you, would you get in? And if you did, what would be the first thing you'd say to me?
Well, if you were dressed like you are now,
handsomely.
Definitely not. He's wearing short shorts and a flannelette jumper, jacket, whatever that is. So probably not.
It's called style.
Style. Okay.
Should try it sometime.
And my last one is, if you're in Wellington, go to the Museum of New Zealand. It's called Te Papa. It is fabulous.
Wowee, Rory. That is definitely our best episode yet. If you enjoy that episode, please subscribe to Don't Miss the Bus on Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever you get your podcast from, so you never miss an episode. And please follow us and like us on Facebook and on Instagram. And we're also on Patreon too. Please also don't forget to rate, review, and tell all of your friends so they can also jump on the magical school bus of the Don't Miss the Bus podcast. Happy travels.